afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, not so long ago, we did a show which was about the dark side of the moon and how a South African company, that is Space Advisory Company, has been involved in designing components for a very special spacecraft, which has now been launched. And to tell us all about it is Dr. François Malan. Good afternoon, François.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
Now, I understand that this is quite exciting because it's a kind of first kind of space mission of its sort. And as I say, a South African company has been involved in designing components. In fact, you yourself. So what have we designed and what has just happened?
Okay, so we, in our company, designed a memory board that has lots of storage for storing astronomical data and a processor that can process this data of the radio telescope that the Dutch built.
Right, so this is a radio telescope that has been launched now on a Chinese rocket and is going to the dark side of the moon. Is that right?
Yes, it was launched just before midnight on Sunday evening. It's in space right now on the way to the moon. It's going to be parked on the far side or the dark side of the moon in a halo orbit around a place that they call the L2 point, which is always on the opposite side of the moon, seen from our side.
And when will all of this become operational and start sending data back to Earth?
It'll take maybe about a month or so to get the satellite into this special halo orbit.
And so the satellite's going to be in the orbit, and that's going to be receiving data from a lander on the moon's surface, is that right? And is the lander already there?
No, it's not. So this satellite, called Che Chao, my Chinese pronunciation might be a bit off, is named after a fairy tale the Chinese have. It's called Magpie Bridge, about a special bridge that allowed two lovers to meet each other once per year. And this satellite allows people on Earth to talk to a rover that will be on the dark side of the moon, launched later this year.
So it's quite a complicated mission. And the data that this radio astronomy antenna is going to receive is going to be from almost from the beginnings of time, really, right from the very, very early part of the formation of the entire universe.
Yes, it's not only the dark side of the moon, but they're going to look back to a time called the Dark Ages, which is really far back in time, just after the Big Bang, and the radio waves emitted at that time have stretched so much that there are now super long radio waves that need special instruments to look at them from space.
And can you look at these particular radio waves better from space than on the surface of the Earth?
Definitely. In fact, you cannot look at these from the Earth at all, because the Earth's ionosphere blocks these specific radio waves between 80 kilohertz and 80 megahertz, and that's why this is really new science, to build an instrument that can look at these waves.
So is this is a science case called the epoch of reionization? Is that it, the cosmic dawn?
Yes.
Because any listeners who are going off to a dinner party this weekend, you can drop in something about the epoch of reionization and sound quite fancy. It's a wonderful term, isn't it?
Yes, that'll go down great at a dinner party, and I think that this is a topic for maybe a future talk.
And it's fantastic that here in South Africa, you know, a South African private company is involved in this very complex and exciting space mission.
Yes, we have very good ties with the Dutch, and that's actually how we got into this mission. They approached us because they needed capable hardware in a very short amount of time. There was no time to develop everything from scratch, and we at that time already developed some of this capable hardware that they could use. So China to the Netherlands to South Africa, it's a great collaboration.
Well, thank you very much, François Malan, for telling us about it, and we look forward to receiving some of that that science data when it arises. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.